Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here on this live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ian here with you tonight.
And Mark.
Also, we started our show out with a guest, Lionel, formerly of talk radio fame, now of he's on television in New York City on WPIX. From time to time, he's also got his own YouTube channel called Lionel Nation. There's LionelMedia.com and at Lionel Media on Twitter. And Lionel, you've become a co-host throughout the night tonight, so welcome. You know, as a guest on Free Talk Live, you are up there because we hardly ever have guests on Free Talk Live. It's more of an open phone show. It's an open phone show. We wanted to have callers more so than guests. I don't really care that much about guests. And but we have had some guests on over the years, and so you are up amongst
the biggest.
Gene Ray from TimeCube.com.
One of my old favorites.
He is still kicking around out there, too, I think.
Ray is.
That was totally you. Now, longtime listeners of the show, they recall the Gene Ray interview. Did we have him on twice, Mark?
I believe so, yeah.
We did have him on twice. And so they recall those. Of course, I gave
You've also found a few that of your own.
Yeah. I gave total credit to you, though, Lionel, for unearthing Gene Ray.
Gene Ray is, and I would listen, put him on sometimes, and have friends listen, and I would look very, very seriously. And look, I'd rather be with Gene Ray than the finest people on this planet. And I mean that sincerely. No, I kid, of course. No, I love that. I got to tell you, sometimes guests are, here's the rule of talk radio, callers are really what talk radio is about. Rush doesn't take any calls. Let me tell you something, it's easier to get a mortgage and get through that call. I've seen them. And that's fine, like everybody's got their own style. But to me, the call, because what happens is when you ever do a TV show, people say, what do your listeners think? And you say, well, I don't know about the listeners, but the callers say this.
Yeah.
Because that's what people think talk radio is. They don't think of you just talking. So that's it. Talkers all, how you handle them, screening is also critical. It's an art form in and of itself. Guests sometimes are just absolutely, they're a crutch. They can be horrible. Sometimes they're good, sometimes. And also, you find that the people that are really interesting to you, that you think you're going to find interesting, are horrible. Never, ever have on anybody that's a hero of yours, specifically music or whatever. You will hate them because they're not interesting people. And comedians, remember this, chisel this in stone, stencil it on your forehead. Comedians are the worst. If they're planned, I mean, I'm sure there's an exception here and there, but I don't care who they were. You watch people like even Carlin, bless his heart, when he was doing his thing, or Bill Hicks. I want to see them perform. Maybe Carlin's a little bit different, but you want to talk to Gilbert Gottfried? Go ahead. Good luck. Knock yourself out.
I don't know. I've heard Gilbert Gottfried being interviewed on Penn Jillette's show, which Penn does a podcast called Penn Sunday School, and they seem to have a good time. Like, they've got really good rapport.
Penn's getting on my nerves because he's the consummate skeptic. Everything is, you know, BS to him, and that's fine, and I dig that. He's a libertarian. Most people do not understand what a libertarian is. They think only in the it's kind of like a cologne or a style to them. They think, oh, smoking dope. Yeah, well, that's personal freedom. But nobody ever wants to use the great Webster Tarpley term, ever want to talk about genocidal austerity and this weird von Mises, von Hayek, Mont Pelerin, horrible economics. Nobody knows about that. It's just like the Charlie Hebdo business. They don't even read it. They think they know. So, you know, I've seen a couple of times comics who do this thing where they go into these histrionics, these incredible laughing, Seinfeld, comedians getting coffee in cars or whatever it is, the knee-slapping Bobby Bittman, SCTV, you are the funniest, hilarious, I don't get that. That's just me.
Let's go to the phones and to the phone. Oh, Mark,
I got to say, with interviews of musicians, I really want to hear these people play because they're excellent at it.
Yes.
But what are they going to talk about? Well, I touched this fret right. at this spot, and
well, they could talk about groupies and the behind the
that would be stuff. Much more interesting than talking about the music because
yeah, sure.
you know when you like hear NPR for instance, you'll hear these just marathon boring interviews about the music.
Listening to Paul McCartney, watch this. YouTube, if you want to just, I mean, forget waterboarding. Watch any of YouTube of Ron Wood interviewing Paul McCartney. And it is, what happened to these people? Do they know how to speak? Do they have a thought? Watch this. Dreck. It's horrid.
All right, to the phones, to the fun. We got Lionel with us here from LionelMedia.com and Lionel Nation on YouTube. We also have Dennis. He's in Wichita listening to KQAM. Dennis, you're on with Lionel and Ian and Mark.
Hey, evening.
Dennis, go ahead with your thoughts.
Take it easy, Dennis. Take it easy.
Hey, how you doing? Lyle?
Reel it in. Watch it.
If it's easy,
show.
I'll take it twice. Go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, I apologize. Hey, yeah, I just have a few thoughts about a handful of individuals that are actually calling the shots, shadow government, if you will. And that being...
You're on the radio.
Okay, that being...
No, for instance, thanks for reminding him. You're on the radio, sir. You're not okay. in the day room at Creedmoor.
All right.
That means okay, go, for, Dennis. Go with your thoughts.
For instance, we live in a state representative senate, right? Now... Even though 70-80% of people voice their opinion on wanting one thing or not wanting another thing, and that gets overlooked and certain laws get shoved down our throats, means we are not being represented. We are not being represented in a proper fashion. They're just going through the motions.
I've never heard it better put, sir.
Dennis, you couldn't possibly be represented, could you, right? Because, you know, the so-called representatives really only represent themselves and ultimately any of their corporate supporters. So what are the odds you'll ever have someone represent you in Washington, D.C.?
Then why call? Then why be represented? Why don't we just be a dictatorship?
Well, you're not.
Because it's a lie.
Just, yeah, they're just calling themselves that to make you think that there's a chance
there's
that they might actually represent you.
That way you'll run out in front of bullets for the flag.
But right, but with all due respect, you know, Dennis, perhaps in a rather circuitous and somewhat hallucinogenic, easy for me to say, state, bring up a good point. You know, this dog and pony show that you and I agree is just, it's a fraud. Watch tomorrow, the Sunday morning about the handicappers. Well, in the red state, the 586. Well, right now, it looks like Marco Rubio's, and they talk about it. With such an inside fervor, they give heft, you know, to this illusion. Look, let me tell you what I'd like to do, what I'd like to see if I was a president. If I was a president, here's what I would do. Imagine this. I walk out, and all of a sudden you see me surrounded by ninjas. About 10, 15 actual, I mean, you can't see their face, and you say, are those ninjas? And I say, hello, yes, do not adjust your set. These are ninjas. These individuals have sworn fealty and loyalty to me. They're going to watch me. I have just fired the CIA, the FBI, everybody. We're going to do it our way. I'm going to do the following edicts. We're going to nationalize the Fed. I'm going to do this and that. And you can't get near me. Remember when they were sending the message to Obama a while back with all of these breaches of security, scaling the wall, one guy's in the elevator with a gun? Basically saying, we can get you. Remember that. That would never happen. That went by without anybody ever talking about that again. Remember that? Mark, of course, has no idea where he is, much less this happening.
That's
but
Ian.
It was in all the papers.
Yes. I
don't
remember clearly.
I don't know anything about
yeah, Ian has no idea. He was out licking the salt lick and has no clue what you're talking about.
Ian basically is he's watching old episodes of The Wire. Anyway,
the salt lick has DMT in it.
Ooh.
He's trying to get to the middle.
Hey, Dennis, thanks for the call. Go ahead, Lionel.
No, but this, until that happens, until there's just a revolution, nothing is going to change. So what I do is I simply this. I say, look, you pretend to do this. I'm going to work kind of outside the realm of government, and I'm going to promote my ideas and pray that somehow this doesn't collapse under its own weight.
We will come back with more with Lionel at LionelMedia.com. Also, Twitter at Lionel Media. He is Lionel Nation on YouTube. And we're Free Talk Live. Ian Mark here, FreeTalkLive.com. We're on the way, 855, 453. It's the live Saturday show.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell, he just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can, of course, bring up anything you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. You can also get gold and and silver.
That's right. Silver prices are really great right now. And if you want to pick some up, go to gold.freetalklive.com. We work with Midas Resources, and they are actually the sister company to Genesis Communications Network, our syndicate. And I've been doing business with them for more than a decade. I've gotten lots of precious metals from them, not just gold and silver, but much more. Go check them out at gold.freetalklive.com. They've got great prices. They're going to get you the gold in your hand. They're going to do it quickly, and they're going to do it without too much trouble. Gold.freetalklive.com. If you need a telephone number for them, it's there at the website at gold.freetalklive.com.
Oh, give out the phone number. There are still people that don't have internet access, you know.
I was going to give it.
Okay.
877-857-9938. 877-857-9938.
Lionel's with us from lionelmedia.com, his website, his YouTube channel, Lionel Nation. And Lionel, thanks for sticking with us. I've been having fun with you. Thank you for it.
Well, that makes one of us. But my wife's saying, what have you done? Why are you doing this? No, let me stop for a second. Let's just be a little light for a moment, because light does not mean superfluous. This is the last bastion of what humans do. The idea of just talking and not necessarily being doom and gloom. No, look, it's very, very serious, and I can be extremely, you know, sometimes deep and dark and dour, but there used to be fun to this. This reminds me of the old days. This reminds me of just enjoying ourselves. And look, these callers, sometimes, you know, we mock them feverishly and for good reason. But what you're hearing from them is a sense of, I don't buy what's going on. And right now, there is a group of people in this country, like you and me, I think, who do not, I mean, we're not paranoid, we're not conspiracy theorists, we're not tinfoil hatters and that sort of thing, because it's aluminum foil, we haven't used tinfoil in years, but we don't believe...
You gotta have the reflective side out.
Yes. We don't believe in anything. You know, Pilger's Law said, never believe anything until it's officially denied.
Hmm.
Whatever you do. So when my wife and I see anything, for example, if it's Charlie Hebdo or whatever it is, we look at each other and we say, roar, because that's what they want us to believe. MH370, roar. Okay. No questions asked, right? No, nothing. I see. So, Iraq and 9/11, I see. Nobody asks any questions. And let me tell you something. I have been involved in the news business, and I have been in the front line, and I have never received any memo from anybody who says, listen, whatever you do, don't go here. Don't say anything. It's like an institutional sense of, how am I doing? I have a minute and a half. Make sure my shot looks good. How's my hair? I want to be on tomorrow. And I frankly don't care about going behind anything, because I'm not here to go behind anything. I'm just going to tell you, this is what happened. It's a plane crash. It's missing. That's it. I don't have any inquiry behind that. There are no false flags. There's nothing phony. This is what they told me, and I'm going to repeat it.
Well, it's the government. I mean, they must be telling the truth, obviously.
But when haven't they? And for example, you use the word conspiracy theories and false flags. Let me also be very be careful of something. Be careful when people sometimes automatically will say, HARP! It's HARP! Wait a minute, what are you talking about?
Oh, we haven't had one of those callers in quite a while, thank goodness.
I'm not suggesting there's no something to HARP, and anybody who knows the acronym for that, you know, the acronym, let me know, high altitude, auroral, whatever. But, or they'll say, false flag, it's a false flag. Wait a minute, you don't know what a false flag is? Inside job. Wait a minute, stop saying this. Not everything's an inside job. You have to think about this. Don't react. It's okay to disbelieve everything. You don't want a doctor in the lab holding up every test and saying, cancer! I say, wait a minute, hold it, take it easy, you're a dentist.
Hey, Lionel, hold that thought. Let's get some of these folks on here. They are waiting patiently. Let's go to John in Tallahassee, listening to WVFT. John, you're on with Ian, Mark, and Lionel.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, John. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wanted to thank you for having your guest on. He cleared up some things. I had some questions that I've questioned myself about, and I just wanted to thank y'all for having him on. And I think
Excellent.
That he also answered a lot of other people's questions that, you know, a lot of us are
like, what? What have I answered?
Well, you
what
just,
have I answered?
I liked how you explained things about oil and how things came to be. And everybody's running around right now thinking, oh, my God, we're all going to have to go live in the woods and join militia groups. And,
that's what I was thinking.
The world is coming. And I got into it for a while, and it drove me nuts. And I'm like, mm-hmm. This is not worth my sanity, for one thing. I want to go on with my life. Some people were disappointed in me because, you know, I'm not with your group no more, and I'm done with it. And to hear you say some things that it will help people move on with their lives instead of doom and gloom and the government's going to take over. And like you say, I do believe it is that they just want you to think certain things so you'll vote for them, give them money, and move on, you know, leave us poor and while they get rich.
John, I'm glad we could help you. Thank you for the call tonight. Lionel, your thoughts?
No, well, listen, I understand what he's saying, and it is that bad. It is that bad. You know, right now people are saying, who do you think is going to win, Jeb Bush or Hillary? And I said the other day, I said, well, they've both been vetted for Bilderberg, so that's not it. It's a shoo-in. Either way, they're going to flip a coin. If Hillary, because I think Hillary has some health issues by virtue of super, she was falling down and she was passing out, and it was something really I was very concerned about. But when I said Bilderberg, what's that? I said it's been around since 1954. It's the vetting process. Remember, for years they said there is no such thing. You're out of your mind. You're a conspiracy theorist. Now they have their website. So for all of those years, it's a part of the selection, not the election process. And by the way, when I tell somebody this, I said, I know you can go out and worry about electoral votes and all that stuff, but it's a shoo-in, and as long as votes are electronically counted versus paper, it's predetermined. Don't waste your time. That's why every single year I write my name in for the presidential election. I write my name in. I vote, but not for anybody on that ballot. The only elections that exist today are local.
Yeah.
City, county, state, local. They really count. They honestly matter.
Okay.
The higher up you go, the more irrelevant they are.
Absolutely. And your vote also honestly doesn't count. And as you pointed out, whoever wins, we lose. So really, it
And don't
it
forget
matter.
This. One of the Berrigan brothers said, if voting mattered, it would be illegal.
Yeah. Yep, that's absolutely true. You know, just to briefly kind of...
I thought it was Emma Goldberg that got
everybody said everything at some point. Anyway, so I like what he was saying there
just said it.
Because, you know, I feel like the conspiracy movement, and you were talking real great about Alex Jones earlier, my critique of Alex Jones is that he can lead people down a path to despair, and I think that's the problem. I like a lot of what he does as far as covering like the police state. And we can come back with more with Lionel, 855 453. Hold that thought. We'll come back. We'll talk about it.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. If you enjoy what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $5 a month. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast. There's also the amp-only Facebook group, which is a lot of fun. And the $5 a month is invested into the show, which is why we've been able to go to the Talkers conventions we were talking about earlier tonight, where we've actually met Lionel more than a few times, as a matter of fact. Lionel's with us here from LionelMedia.com. You can, again, help us out. $5 a month, you get perks. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And if you want to go check out Lionel, don't forget to go to his website, LionelMedia.com, and also Lionel Nation on YouTube. Lionel, we were talking briefly a moment ago about Alex Jones. You had given him accolades previously in the show earlier on, and my critique of Alex, and we've had Alex on Free Talk Live, and he's had us on his show in the past, so it's not like we've got a bad relationship or anything like that. But my critique is that I feel like a lot of the conspiracy world stuff leads people down the road to despair and, you know, hiding out in their parents' basements.
Well, sometimes the truth can be frightening. If I were to tell you anything, if I were to say, for example, be very careful that GMOs do not make it into your pantry. Oh, my God, they're going to eat them when they die. Like, well, no, wait, take it easy, take it easy. If I were to talk about a host of problems, you could react, perhaps negatively. The thing that Alex does that I do not see, when I say I don't agree with something, it's more of I don't share it. I don't understand, like I said, the religious part of it. I'm irreligious. So consequently, when he talks about Jesus and the devil, I don't relate to that. But the good that he has done and provided, the opening of our minds to a different way of thinking, When you look at the YouTube of basically how he predicted 9/11 and mentioned bin Laden before anyone, you're going to have to ask yourself, and by the way, there are many people who believe he is a member of Mossad. He is a, you know.
Oh, there's conspiracies about Alex Jones.
Good to have conspiracy theory. You know, once, how do I say this? Years ago, when the first human being learned about disease, never knew what disease was, he started seeing disease everywhere because the specter of it was such. But let me talk about conspiracies for just a moment. This is very interesting. Gore Vidal, whom I think was a treasure, said three things about conspiracies which I love. The first one is, and I've used it, he says, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm a conspiracy analyst, because they exist. And anybody who doesn't understand of conspiracies, which basically are the confederation, the agreement between two people to bring about something that we don't particularly care for. Mm-hmm. There are people in prison on conspiracies. Conspiracy does not mean it's not tantamount to crazy or insane or skeptical or paranoid or what have you.
Agreed.
The second thing he said was is that it is an article of faith today that you must deny the existence of conspiracies. And the conspiracy theory today is oftentimes code word for the unspeakable truth. And what it has become a catch-all. And we have a new group of people. Not only do we have the conspiracy purveyors who see a conspiracy and a false flag and behind everything, you also have the people, to a certain extent, like Penn Jillette and others, who are the, quote, skeptics. They see the opposite of it constantly. Mm-hmm. Michael Shermer, we haven't talked about UFOs, but one of the greatest, as Stan Friedman says, the Watergate of the millennium is how this government has absolutely, deliberately, and specifically quashed and quelled any kind of data or information regarding alien contact. Other nations have it. We do. So there are the debunkers like Shermer from the skeptics who will basically, in a knee-jerk, almost patellar, obeisant reaction, they will say, it's nonsense. So you have two extremes, the one group who believes everything and the one group who believes nothing. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in the middle is where you and I are.
Yeah.
So when somebody says to us, for example, that we have to go, remember, give me an example. John Kerry said, we have to go to Syria. Remember this. He was saying, you understand this. This man is gassing his people in Ghouta and Aleppo and in Assad. It was nonsense. Everybody said he didn't gas anybody. We forgot about that. The media never said, whoa, hold it. 2 weeks ago, you wanted us to go. What happened to that? Well, never mind. So
was that memory hole.
But that's not a conspiracy. That was a cover. Because the reason why we wanted to do that, look at Occam's razor. Look at the simplest answer. It was about energy. It was about Gazprom. It was about Putin. Putin was in Syria and Tartus. Draw a straight line from Iran, Iraq, and Syria. That's the story. But they can't say that.
Why can't they say it, and why don't they say it?
Because if we're not going to send men and women to die for, you know, high test. It doesn't make any sense. You have to give Americans something that threatens their liberty, their peace of mind. Give them a boogeyman, the power of nightmares. Let me give you something. Let me tell you what was so wonderful about bin Laden. Okay, this was the thing. Think about how brilliantly this was crafted. First of all, this man just scared ugly, scary, in a cave with some kind of weird headdress, speaking some language. And what did he hate? Think about this. He hated our freedom. And I've never understood what the hell that even meant.
Coca-Cola and Britney Spears.
This was a guy who hated everything about us. Now, years before, just prior to that, he was our ally. Remember, we don't know anything about history. He was our ally in Afghanistan. Didn't matter. But they told us, once you repeat the idea, he hates our freedom. And then they said, weapons of mass destruction. Now, when you're here in New York, and let me tell you something, the smell of 9/11. It was in the air. It hung everywhere I walked. I smelled it. I saw every time I heard a fire truck or an alarm. And he's telling me weapons, mass destruction, the smoking gun, could be a mushroom cloud. Do you know what this does to your mindset? Do you know? It hijacked our sensibilities. We were in no position to ferret and to parse and to microscopically analyze what we were being told. It was brilliant. Now, I'm not saying it was an inside job. I'm not saying any of it. All I know is that you can listen to Wesley Clark and others. The plans for Iraq and the plans for Afghanistan were already written. You needed the Pearl Harbor. You needed the tripwire. And for whatever it was, that was it.
Well, and once again, Americans aren't paying real attention, right? Because if you actually listen to what Osama bin Laden said, he was really more upset. He wasn't upset about Britney Spears. He was upset about what had been going on with the American government coming in and meddling in various different, conflicts over in the Middle East.
But let me explain to you also. Let me just a couple of things, too. Let's talk about perspective. What if I'd have showed somebody from another country who never even knew anything about us, America of the 30s, 40s, and 50s, of black people hanging from trees, of terrorists in white coats and robes on horses, burning crosses, people fire hose, women who can't vote, and a country born in slavery, our country, the fugitive slave clause, a proviso, an absolutely guaranteed provision in the Constitution before the Bill of Rights, the fugitive slave clause. What do you think they would think about us?
Send in the troops.
Exactly.
Lionel, stand by. Let's get to some more calls here in a moment in the final segment, which is coming up imminently. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you are already on the line, stay there. We'll do our best to get you on with Lionel here in moments on Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true. Trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Kind of an unusual format here tonight. Ian and Mark in studio as normal, but we have our special guest who has become a host of the show tonight. Lionel is here. Lionel from LionelMedia.com, and we're going to continue with your calls here in a moment. But first, Mark.
Lionel might be an attorney, but he can't handle every legal issue that's going on. If you have common legal documents that you need to have taken care of, check out LegalZoom.com. They can prepare legal documents for you by asking you questions, and they've been accepted in all 50 states, and more than a million people have used LegalZoom.com. Go check them out. LegalZoom.com, whether you need a divorce or disability benefits or a living trust or a patent or an annual report for your business or name change, whatever it is you might need, there's a list of things they can do here on this page far longer than I can read. Check it out at LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and save $10 on your order. LegalZoom.com.
Lionel, before...
They're great. They're great, by the way.
I appreciate that endorsement. Now, Lionel, before we go on with these calls, who've been waiting very patiently, I wanted to call you out on a pet peeve of mine. You've been saying things like, we invade Iraq, and we did this and that, and I don't associate myself with the federal government. I like to separate when I'm speaking about the things that they do. I prefer to put it in those terms. I mean, you certainly acknowledge that we're not actually choosing the winner, and nor would it matter if we did, because they're all the same. So why associate yourself with what they do?
That's the royal we. For example, we in media, the media do this. And people say, well, I don't do that. I say, yes, we speak far too generically. But put it this way, when our men and women go and fly to a place and they have the American flag on their arm, and we salute them, and we support our troops, you can kind of see how the collective we and the pluralization of it happens. By the way,
sure, but I don't salute them, and they're not my troops, and I didn't send them there.
Well, let me tell you something.
Nor would I support
first of all,
that.
I don't salute either. And let me a couple of things too. Presidents should not salute unless they're in uniform, which is something that Reagan started. A president should never return a salute or salute unless he's in uniform, because even Eisenhower did this. Look, the military, I have absolutely nothing but respect for them, as do teachers and everybody else. I don't glorify them or hold them to a higher pedestal by virtue of what they do. But if we really respect them as much as we say we do, when they come back with a host of problems, emotional, psychiatric, and otherwise, why do we turn our back on them when they do something that we collectively sign off for? That's all. That's
agreed.
All.
Well, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. David, you're on with Ian and Mark and Lionel.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Lionel, and good evening to you too, Godless.
Good evening.
Go ahead, David.
You know, you're talking a lot about conspiracies and Bilderbergs and the military and whether or not we should have went into Iraq and Afghanistan. We don't need such a complex answer because I think you're giving people too much credit when you say conspiracy. I'll give you the conspiracy. It's called expectation. Now, if the military messes up, that's one thing. But I think the power in this country doesn't lie with a bunch of bankers. It doesn't lie on Wall Street as much as it lies with the poor, the quote-unquote poor who live better than any other quote-unquote poor in the rest of the world, okay? And it lies with the fact that we are now told we have to buy health insurance to be an American. We now have to buy something to be an American. I think expectation, rather than disinformation and some shadowy, shady characters in higher places, expectation kills republics faster than anything.
When you say expectation, are you talking about, like, entitlement?
Absolutely. Largesse.
Okay.
Find health care, education, housing, retirement, find any of that in Article 1, Section 8. It is not there.
Listen,
this is one of those arguments. There's also nothing in the Constitution about the Air Force either. I mean, so what? Look, one of the things
You'd have national defense.
Not going to find anything in there about. Look, I have really veered away from a lot of people who suggest that we owe nobody anything. Let me explain something to you, a couple of things. It turned out that after the Federal Reserve's first audit, and don't forget the Federal Reserve is as federal as Federal Express, somebody once said, after its first audit ever, in 100 years, they found out that from like in a 7-year, 8-year, maybe 10-year period, they basically created $16 trillion out of nothing. Now, basically, that is the national debt they just created. Now, we also have, and other people like the Wall Street sales tax people and the Tobin tax people and Tarpley and others have suggested a Wall Street sales tax that will bring in God knows how much to wipe out debt. I have no problem whatsoever in providing for education, health care, food stamps, WIC programs, name it. I have not before I waste my money feeding the military-industrial complex and giving it to Bechtel and Boeing and everybody else in order to secure resources that makes Wall Street and the rest of the central bankers richer. I have no problem with that, just because it's not in the Constitution. Well, I would much rather put my money in education and in infrastructure and roads.
Yeah, the problem is you don't get to choose. I mean, when the government's in control, they are going to put their money where they want to put it, and it's no longer yours or mine because they've taken it from us. But, Mark, what were you going
to
say?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd rather hand my money to a bum than I would to an armed robber. I agree with your analogy completely. But don't you think that the entitlement programs, to some extent, the way they're designed, cause people to be less productive and live less fulfilled lives?
Well, remember, entitlement is one thing. We're not talking about entitlement, you know, versus welfare. You can split hairs. There is a problem whenever you create a situation in which somebody is provided a disincentive to get off of the program that provides them with the means to survive. Yes, that's a problem. I understand that. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, I don't think that's going to be the problem. But rather than worry about that, the bottom line is, let me just leave you with this. As we wind up, we need a revolution, a painless, bloodless, violentless, no armed nothing, but a complete and total resetting of everything. Scrap it, blow it up, in terms of the phrase, like a radio station, and start anew. The corruption, the viruses that have infected this government are so entrenched, so deep-seated, so enmeshed in the various architecture of our government that we need to start all over again.
It's certainly true that no election in Washington, D.C. is ever going to change anything there, and odds are good that, you know, before anything like a revolution happens, they'll probably crash and burn on their own. But I like the idea of evolution over revolution. I don't really want to start again, because then it might just lead down the same road that ultimately it did in this case. I like the idea of evolving past, you know, this idea of the state, this nation state, this concept that justifies the violence of these men and women over other people.
I don't believe nation states exist.
Right.
I think we still exist in the paradigm of city states.
Well, let's go to the phones here. We do have Colin on the line. He's in Baltimore. Colin, you're on with Ian, Mark, and Lionel here on Free Talk Live.
Yes, how's it going, guys? So,
good, go ahead.
Yeah, I saw on a YouTube video the other day, one that made me chuckle. It was a Stop Pre-Keen video. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it, but you may have. And if you do, I'd like your opinion on it. I'm not going to say the whole YouTube channel name, but it started with Chest A. That was the first word in it. And it's a video mainly about Garrett Ian, and he's talking at these protesters. And in the video, they take one clip of Garrett talking to these protesters where he says something about how he wants to be part of a master plan. And then this person who made this video took that one clip of him saying that and then made this totally far out right field connection and made it and then said that he actually wanted to be a part of Hitler's master plan.
Yeah, Colin, I wish we had more time to talk about it, but we are out of it for tonight. But yeah, what he's referring to there, Lionel, is freekeen.com is my blog site. Mark and I, we moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is an idea of getting liberty-minded folks, libertarians, anarchists, voluntarists, to all come to New Hampshire and get active so we can see more of that evolution or revolution or whatever it is that you'd like to see happening here in New Hampshire. And of course, when you start to threaten the status quo, people come out of the woodwork to, in some cases, violently oppose you, and that's the group calling themselves Stop Free Keen, and that's what he was referring to there.
Well, don't stop Free Keen out, I guess would be a better way to say that. Well, listen, let me tell you, the bottom line is to be the first gentleman to be
You've got 20 seconds to wrap this up, Lionel.
Thank you for allowing me the time to spend this evening with you, to visit with you. It has been a pleasure. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
It has been a pleasure, and I appreciate you staying on way longer than I had initially hoped
awesome.
For.
Thank you
it's
so much.
It's been a blast, and I'm sure we will talk to you again at some point in the future. Meanwhile, listeners can visit you at lionelmedia.com and us at freetalklive.com. And good night. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you tomorrow for the Sunday show.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nor Deven, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.